Okay, step two. You need to have a good prayer life. Now, this whole website is all about praying in tongues. It is the key thing that you can do in this website is pray in tongues. If you never did any other step, but you just prayed in tongues every day, then you will fulfill everything that this whole website is about. Because the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus will make you free from the law of sin and death. You know, everything that you need in this life comes from the spiritual realm. It actually drives this natural realm. It controls this natural realm. So if you operate from the spiritual component of this life, then you will have greater capacity to control this natural realm. You'll be able to speak into this natural realm, spiritual things, and they will obey you because you'll speak the power of God. You'll be energized by Jesus Christ, His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. And every knee must bow to the name of Jesus in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. So if your prayer life is strong and you're building yourself up on your most holy faith, you'll have power to speak into the broken bits of your life and they will start to repair. So a good prayer life is key to walking successfully in the Lord. So if you just randomly pray, maybe whenever you feel like it, well, that won't be so consistent enough for you to get out the ditch. It'll just keep you on life support system. But you don't want to be on life support. You want to abound in everything. You want to be overflowing with life, with that river of life. So we need to set ourselves a regime of prayer. I got up every day and I prayed for an hour and a half every day. I didn't just say, well, I'll just pray whatever, whenever. I prayed for an hour and a half every day, my first year in the Lord. Now, I've been in the Lord 35 years, and it wasn't until 2009 I decided to really up my prayer and to move things along because I really didn't have enough momentum. I was praying for about 45 minutes. For the 25 years of my walk in the Lord. 45 minutes a day, every day, and I was ahead of the pack even then when it came to church stuff. I was ahead of the game even then, but I really started getting traction. I really started moving when I started praying for 5 hours every day. Now, I'm not asking you to pray for 5 hours every day. I'm asking you to be consistent in your prayer every day. Pray for 5 minutes a day, maybe 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, half an hour a day, whatever you can do. But you be consistent and not just here, there, and a bit here and a bit there, but just consistently. Maybe you could have prayer in the morning. That's a good strategy. Every day, set time aside every day to pray. If you pray in the morning, your day will be blessed rather than praying at night for all of the horrible stuff that's happened to you during the day. Rather than you praying to fix up what mess you walked in that day, pray in the morning and that will bless your day. And at the end of the day, you'll walk in rejoicing, a rejoicing heart, because you'll see the benefit of your prayer operating in your life. But you can't just pray when you feel like praying. That's good, pray when you feel like praying, but you need to still set a regime every day, get up in the morning and pray, you know, whatever time you can do. Now, if you're finding it hard to pray for more than maybe 10 minutes or 20 minutes a day, ask God for grace. It's called free unmerited favor. That's what grace is all about. It's a power source. It's free unmerited favor. So if you're having trouble praying, you ask the Lord to help you in your prayer life, and He will give you what I understand to be joy and peace in praying. When you pray, you feel great. When you pray, you'll have the ability to continue and sustain your prayer. To continue and not just pray for 5 minutes and just get overwhelmed, whatever. The enemy doesn't want you praying. He wants to fill your life with filler, with rubbish, endless nothing. He wants you to be caught up on a treadmill doing other things but praying. He definitely doesn't want you praying, because when you pray in tongues, you create a hemorrhage in the spiritual realm. You start to move things in the spiritual realm. You may not see it with your eyes, but you will see the benefit as it gets and picks up momentum and it starts to move the things in this life. So praying every day is important. We talked about this daily thing, this daily cycle. As you pray every day, the Lord will bless each day and He will speak to you. You will open up lines of communication through the Holy Spirit. You will start to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, because the Holy Spirit will start to push away all the other competing voices, all the thoughts, all the ideas, all the concepts, all the teaching, all the understanding that is not of God, that is of this world, will start to be eroded away in your life. And the kingdom of God will become at the forefront of your thoughts. And your thoughts will be around the kingdom of God all the time. And God will speak to you, and He will bless you, and He will commune with you, and He will lead you into what the Bible talks about, green pastures. But we need to be disciplined. The Bible talks about us being disciples. That word in the Greek is disciplined ones. You know, a person who's going for the Olympics, they get up every morning and they swim laps or they run track or whatever they do, but they don't just do it whenever. They do it on a consistent basis. So sit down and say, which is the best time for me to pray? Get up, maybe have a shower, have breakfast and pray. Maybe get up and pray before you have breakfast and a shower. Whatever you want, but be consistent and set a time. Don't just say, I'll just pray in the morning. Set a specific time and you'll find that you'll meet that date with the Lord every day. It's like your breakfast. Everybody has breakfast. Everybody has a shower, right? We want to be clean on the outside when we start our day. But, you know, we need to be clean on the inside when we start our day. And we want to have the bread from heaven when we start our day. Like our breakfast, our natural nutrition, we need nutritional food from heaven, the bread of life, which comes down from heaven, which will sustain all of our natural life. Like I said before, in step one, the spiritual realm controls the natural realm. And if you get a handle on the spiritual realm, if you get your foot firmly fixed on the spiritual realm, then you'll be able to control the natural things around you. The enemy wants to destroy your life through the natural things around you. The enemy is spiritual, but he moves the natural things in your life to destroy your life. But if you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will go after all of the problems that the enemy set up for you in your day, and He will break them up. He will minister to you. Angels will be sent by the Father to protect you, and you'll walk in a blessed walk during that day, that 24-hour cycle. So this is what I would say. Set a time, preferably in the morning, and pray. Pray for half an hour, for 10 minutes, whatever. And if you want to, pray in the evening. You know, but you need to set a time. It's important that we set times for ourselves, because we're creatures of habit. And if you just randomly pray whenever you feel like it, the enemy will make sure that you definitely don't feel like it any time at all. Okay, so that's the strategy I want you to implement every day, is to meditate on what you hear from this website every day and pray, and they will sync with your daily regime. The Lord will start to speak to you, and He will start to reveal to you the plan and purpose of your life in Him, in Christ Jesus. And then he will give you an understanding and you will pray into it and faith will start to develop. You know, my website talks about praying in tongues a lot because it is a major, major key for you to get out the ditch. But if you use all these other components, then you're going to get really good traction. Understanding what I'm talking about every day, meditating on these words, meditating on what I'm trying to teach you every day, and praying every day, it will help you get traction in the kingdom of God. So we'll leave it there.